Okay, good morning. We are doing Yoredeya Shechita Siman Dalet. We started. Just one quick follow-up note on Tinuk Shenishpa from the Rav. Heard from my son Uri Miller, the Shem Rav Eichenstein from Yad Aharon. So he says that continuing along the lines of explaining the Chazon Ish, he writes that nowadays, just because people who are non-religious, they see what religious people are and look like, if they feel totally different, foreign, uninspired by their dress or behavior or their what they do, then that itself also contributes to why they should be considered Tinuk Shenishba. And just based on the Gemara Yuma, Peivav, where it says, V'havta et Hashem, we should always strive, the way that we show the greatest love to a Kaddish Baruch Hu is behaving in a way where we inspire others to want to be like us. Okay, let's get to Si'if Bet. Shachat Stam V'acharka Chashav Lizrok Dama O Lahakdir Chelba L'avoda Selilim. A person shechted, and it wasn't thought about or specified why he shechted. And then he wants to, afterwards, then he wants to throw it onto the blood or the fats for the sake of Avodah Zarah. Hareze Safek Zivche Mesim. So this has a din of a Safek Zivche Mesim. Taz explains, the question is, do we say Hochiach Sofo Al Tchilaso? Do we say, based on the end, now we understand what the original thought was, or the halacha follows, it's koveya based on what was done at the end, and that explains the stam das. That determines the stam das. So that's a suffix. And so therefore, Shach points out, in the case of a suffix, zivchei mesim, we say it's asar ba'achila and mutar behana. And the Maharsha explains why. Because an animal, in order to eat it while it's alive, is becheskas iser, because it never had shechita. But while it's alive, you're allowed to get benefit. So it's becheskas mutter to get benefit. So that's how he explains.
Okay.
That's the Gilgal Maharsha. Okay. And any time a person says, if it's not stam, and they say, or you know that he's doing a l'shem shechita to eat it, so of course, it's 100% kosher, and it doesn't matter that afterwards someone now takes something, and or the person himself perhaps uses it for avodah zarah, because when the shechita happened, it was 100% kosher. Okay. Yisrael sheshachat behemto shel goy. Now a Jew takes the animal of a goy, and he shachs it. Afilu chashav a goy le'elilim kshera. Even though the goy was going to take the animal or plans to use the animal for avodah zarah, it's still kshera, because who did the shechita? The Jew did the shechita, and the Jew didn't have in mind it's for avodah zarah. So therefore, it's mutter even to eat, and it all depends on it's the mefarshim, Taz and others. It's clear, hakol holech achar hashochet. It all depends on the kavana who's doing the shechita, okay, and it doesn't matter what's done afterwards, okay. Ve'im Yisrael chashav sheyizrok hagoy le'ulim psula. Now, if the Jew is doing it for the goy and he thought that the goy is doing it for avodah zarah, so then it's going to be 100% psula, and the Rama, because he's doing it for the goy. And so it goes after the goy's das. Haggah says, V'asura behana. And it's even going to be asur behana, because it was done for avodah zarah. And the Shach qualifies, I don't know, argues or qualifies on the Raman. He says, it depends if we're talking about the shochet, if we assume that he is always doing avodah zarah, he's doing shechita l'shem avodah zarah. He's adukim b'avodah zarah. So then we'll say stam. We assume it's going to be aser. It's aser mamash and it's aser for hana, even hana. But if we're just talking about someone who was probably doing this, they might believe in Avodah Zarah, the Goy, but he's not so into Avodah Zarah, and it's probably going to be used for his meal at the table in his own home, so then it wouldn't be Aser Behana. Okay, Dalet. Yisrael Sheshachat Behemat Chevero Le'lilim. Now, if a Jew now takes an animal from his friend, and he shechs it for Avodah Zarah, Lo Asra, he didn't make it Asra. Shavadai Lo Kivein Elelet Zarah, because we assume he's only doing this to bother his friend. He's not really going to be, the assumption is he's not really taking his friend's object and using it for Avodah Zarah, and he's just doing it in order to bother. The assumption, we're assuming, and that's the halacha, that he's only doing it, that's to bother him. He did not make a kinyan on it and do it for himself. So one of the questions is, how can you aser something that doesn't belong to you? You can only aser something that belongs to yourself. You can't aser to somebody else. So the Gemara discusses it, and in Gemara Chulin Mem, and see Rashi over there, and it says, the Gemara says he did it with a maisa, so that makes it worse. But still, the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rambam says at the end of the day, you still cannot do it unless it's yours. So it depends. So if you actually do a kinyan and you pick it up and now it's yours, so then you could be osir someone else's, but it's not someone else's, now it's yours. Now, the way the Ran explains is that, here, because we're going to see, if you're taking someone else's, if you're taking somebody else's and you have in mind, even though you can't per se aser someone else's item, if you are doing it l'shem avodah zarah, if we know that you are doing l'shem avodah zarah, it would still make it aser. The Ran says, not because you're per se osering someone else's item, it's because if you have a psul kavana for avodah zarah, then your shechita is not a shechita, and therefore it stays becheskas iser. It wasn't a proper shechita, and that's why it's aser. Not because like you make the neder and oser something as somebody else's item, but it's no longer a shechuta. And the Rambam writes, so it depends if they give you rishus. If a goy gives you rishus to do it, so then it's as if he gave you rishus to oser it, and then that's how it could be aser. So again, Yisrael sheshachat behemet chaver lelilim lo asra. It didn't make it aser if it's someone else's. Shavadei lo kiven el etzaro v'im leish shutafut ba. So then yesh omrim sheoser gam chelek shachavero. So if you have a shutfas where you own it with somebody else, and then you are, so then you can be oser it. That's one opinion. V'yesh omrim de gam baze eno machaven el etzar shutfo. But no, the other opinion says, since you only have half ownership, therefore you're only coming to be mitzar the whole thing, and it's the whole thing is matra b'achila, the lo le'esor. And hagav im hitru bo ve'avar asra, but if they told him not to do it, so then harez asr kishar mamarim, and it could be asr even de hana, if you were warned not to do it and you did it anyway. And you said you're doing it l'shem avodas elilim. All right, let's go on to hey. Hashochet l'shem hari megvaos l'shem chama lovena kochavim umazalos yamim venaros ein lo din takrovus avodazara leosra beana. So all these things, there's a drash from Chazal in Avodazara, mem hey, it's brought down in the Taz. It says, when you do Avodah Zarah, it says, you can do Avodah Zarah to their gods, al haharim, on the mountains, that's the pasuk, velo haharim Eloheihem, and the opposite, but not when the mountains themselves. All these things are basically mechubar lakarka, or it's these things. So then it can't be, it doesn't become aser behana when it's for takrovet of these items. Ein lo din takroves avodah zarah le'osra behana, to make it aser behana. Aval shechitato psula. But if you're doing shechting for these items, then the shechita is psula for eating, but not behana. And now he goes even further. Even if it wasn't l'shem avodah zarah, but it was l'shem refuah, but it was done that you're offering that these gods should help you. You're doing the shechita that the God should help you, give you a refuah or any other kind of meaningless superstitions. So then all these things make it asr. But it's not mamash a din of takrovis of what is asr, to make it asr be'ana. Okay, vav. Shachat l'shem sar shel har. If you do shechita, l'shem the mountain itself, so then it can't be, it doesn't have a din of takrovit, that it's asr be'ana. But if you do it l'shem the god of the mountain, Olashem sar echad mishadvarim, or one of these other things. Bein sheshachat l'shem Michael hasar gadol. Bein sheshachat l'shem sar shoshul katan shayam. Doesn't matter if it's for the Michal or anything small in the ocean. Perush min talat, a tiny worm in the ocean. Hareze zivche mesim. So then, because now you're doing it to the sar, and that could be mamash avodah zarah, the aser behana, and it's even aser behana. Zain. Yesh me'elim. She'ena manichim Yisrael mishchot el imkin yafach panav el kibla. If the Arabs, the Muslims, where you live, they tell you you have to shecht facing a certain direction, dehainu shiafach panav neged mizrach, towards the east. Perhaps this is referring to Mecca. It's not the same. That's just their custom. You're not doing it to serve to them, even to the mountain, right? Because if you're doing it l'shem avodah zarah to a mountain, it becomes aser to eat. The shechita itself is not an okay shechita, so it's still as if it was never shechted. It's an avela, but it's not aser behana. Here, you're just doing it in their direction, to daven in their direction, chukoseim, whatever, that's the custom, and you're doing it because they told you to. It's not because you're davening to their mountain. Umikol makom ra'ui levatel aminagahu, but really you should stop this minhag, right? If you have a choice, by all means, definitely veligor b'mi she'osekein, and you should verbally try and stop someone, or yell at them, hagav hoyo umakpidim akach, because the minag of the Yishma'elim is dafka to always do it in that direction for their honor, and therefore it should be stopped. Okay, let's go next. Siman hey, aleph hashochet l'shem kochim is okay. Aleph hashochet l'shem kochim shemitnadvim v'nodrim kimotam. So if a person does shechita on an animal, and he does it l'shem kochim, that's a nedava. It has to be something that's a nedava. So then it could be a real, then theoretically it could become hektish, or could be considered koche chutz. So therefore, afili hi balas mum shechitato psula. So it could be it's a din. It could be it's mamish pasul, but it could be that it's just even if it has a baal mum, and it would be pasul 100% as an animal, as a korban. So it wouldn't be chal as kodshe chutz. Still, we say it's psula because of marit ayin. The Taz says mipnei marit ayin she yisbru shezeh shochet l'shem kodshim, because then a person might think you really are doing l'shem kodshim. In other words, it's very easy not to see the mum. It could be covered up with hair, could be turned away. It's very easy for it not to be seen. And even if it's visible, he might not see it, or as the Shach points out, it's a lo plug. So therefore, a person who does it, who does shechita l'shem kodshim, and we're talking about an adava, so it could be that it means something. Shezeh keshochet kodshim b'chutz. Okay, it's like kodshim b'chutz, and therefore, it's asa. Shachat l'shem kodshim she'enum b'ayim b'neder u'nadava. Shechita tok shera. If a person does shechita l'shem kodshim, and it's not an adava, so you have no right to bring it, and therefore, it's as if you didn't do anything, as far as kodshi chutz is concerned, and therefore it's 100% kosher, and you can eat it. Ketzad. Hashochei l'shem ola. For example, you did an ola that a person is chayev to bring. But you yourself have no right to bring it if it's not an adava, so therefore it doesn't count. L'shem shlamim. L'shem toda. Also for a shlamim or a toda that's not an adava. L'shem pesach. Shechita so psula, or if it's also even for a korban pesach. So then, one second. Shem ola, shem shlamim, shem toda, shem pesach. Shechita to psula. Hoel va pesach yachol afrisho b'chol shah sheyirtze doma lenidar venidav. So then it depends. If if it's something that could be set aside for the whole year. So if it's something that could be set aside that you can bring, so then even though it's Pesach is 11 months away, it could be it is aser, it's a psula. But shachat l'shem chatas, but if it's for a chatas l'shem asham vaday, right? So those cases were cases of Pesach which you could be chayav in advance, or those were cases that could be nedava. So here it's l'shem chatas, l'shem asham vaday, l'shem asham taloi, l'shem bachor, l'shem maser, l'shem tamura. So then these cases are shechitaso kshera, because a person has no business bringing a chatas, or all these cases of an asham or a bachor, or a korban for maser, or for a tamura, and so therefore the shechita is kshera. V'im noda she'avar avera, but if it becomes known to everyone that you are chayav to bring, you did an avera that requires one. Person does violate Shabbos, numerous things, but such as Shabbos, you're chayav a b'shogeg, and then you know you're chayav a chatas aleha. Oh, an asham, or a person is chayav an asham. V'omer zo lechatasi o leashmi, and he says aloud, and I'm bringing it for the chatas that I'm chayav in or an asham. So then, since he is chayav, and it is shayach for him to bring a korban, so then it becomes psula. Okay. And the Taz points out, the Rashal says, it's even asr behana, like shchutei chutz. Okay. He says, by a neder, there it's an issue of could be more of an issue of just maras ayin, and therefore it's only aser be'achila, but not be'ana. But okay. Anyway, it also points to Bach, who says it's only aser be'ana. It's never aser be'ana in these cases. Hagav yesh poslin ba'asham talei b'chol inyan mishum nesvir lehu deba b'neder u'nedava v'yesh lahachme. Okay, and some say that it's nasham talei is going to be aser, because it could be brought, an asham talei could be brought as a neder or a dava, and so one should be a machmer. Okay. Bet. Shachat tarnagolim ve'avazim uchayotze behem. Minim she'enam royam la'akrava. Person brings any kind of a bird that cannot be brought as a korban. So then they're ksherim. There's no worry about shchutei chutz, no marit ayin, and it's not really, and it's obviously really. By definition, it's not, and there's no marit ayin issues. Ve'hu adin, now he adds, now we know pigeons and doves are kosher, could be birds that are kosher to bring as a korban. So it depends. If this, it's the same halacha that it's kosher, if a person brings torim ktanim, so baby pigeons, u'bnei yona gedolim, or Gedolim, adult doves, and so those are 100% pasul to bring as a korban. It's only kasher to bring as a korban if it's baby, if it's big pigeons, adult pigeons, or baby doves. So if you reverse it, so then there's no chashash and no marasayin, and that's mutter. Okay, one more. Gimel. Shnayim sheshochtim. Two people are shechting together. Bein sheochazim besakin echad. Either they're both holding on to the same knife as they slice the neck. Bein sheko echad sakino biyado. Each has its own knife, and they're shechting together. V'niskavin echad mehem l'shem davar haposel hareze psula. And one of them is, one of them has in mind one of the things that makes it pasul, like for avodah zarah or korban that could be brought. So then that shaykh to the person hareze psula. So then it makes it pasul. V'chein im shachat ze achar ze, or one shechts after another and finishes the shechita. V'nitkavin echad mehem l'shem davar haposel. If one of them has a mind l'shem davar haposel, posel. It makes a posel. But what are we talking about? B'med varim amurim. What are we? When is this true that you could be, you're two people and one of them is posel on the other person? It's only b'shahaya lo b'shutvas. If that person was a half owner, because he's really oser his own portion. If he has no ownership whatsoever, he's just helping him out in doing the shechting and slicing the neck. Eina asura, this person can't make it asur. She'in adam yisrael oser davar she'eno shelo. A person can't be oser someone else's item that he doesn't own. She'in kavanaso el etzaro. So we say, if he says he's doing that, we just say he's only doing it to annoy and to bother the other person. Hagav, v'yesh osrim b'chol inyan mishum maras ayin, v'yesh l'hachmer. And the Ramah says it's better to be machmer because of maras ayin.